Ravens. So Kansas City goes out, gets an edge rusher, and D-Hop. Baltimore says, okay, we'll play that game. We'll go get a better receiver, Diontae Johnson.
And now Mahomes looking right. Now the back of the end zone caught! DeAndre Hopkins, welcome to the Chiefs' kingdom! Your first kingdom touchdown!
The Chiefs should be concerned about this game. At every level defensively versus the Chiefs' offense, the Texans should win. Advantage Texans because you've already gotten used to Mahomes. Chiefs should be concerned about this game.
And they give it off. Kareem Hunt lowers the shoulder and takes a Texan right into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Am I giving Houston a chance? Of course.
Chiefs look to the triangle side out route. It is caught. Touchdown. Left front pylon. Xavier Worthy is having a game.
I definitely see this O-line. It definitely has its leap holes, and it definitely has their struggles. But, you know, I feel like that we can take advantage of that. You know, we got an elite D-line. You know, I feel like Pat's a little banged up, so I don't know if he's going to play or not. But I hope he's mobile enough because we coming in Arrowhead.
You guys plan to get after that?
Yeah, for sure. Pat better make a good decision. I ain't making no threats. I'm making promises.
Mahomes on the far hash in the pocket, stepping up and trying to squeeze through, stays on his feet. 10, 5, Mahomes is into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City on that bad ankle, stepping through the pocket, running all the way to the sweet nectar of the end zone.
Don't forget, Mac Corey put that together to get you all juiced up for the game Saturday. 3:30, Mac and Drew, they're on at 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., and then it's just Chiefs coverage throughout the day here on 96.5 The Fan. Rob Britton coming up in about 15 minutes for the roundtable, and don't forget also, Barry Road, Rally House, Gold, Cody doing their show from 10 to 2 up there, so you can go see them, get some gear for the game, and go watch a live show, and it's in the motion.
And stand there the whole time and just look at Alex and make him very nervous.
Yeah, watch the wandering eyes.
Yeah. Kind of, I don't want to say breaking news, but Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the league, was on Bloomberg Television talking business this morning, and 18 games again is coming up as to the league pushing for 18 games. We would keep that within the regular 20-game framework, Goodell said. We'll do two preseason games and 18 regular season games, which I am good with. I don't think we need any more of these preseason games. I think they're a waste of time for everybody. But then he did go on to say the NFL Players Association would need to approve the extension of the regular season. The union could object on the basis that more games will mean more injuries, although Goodell says the 17-game season has not increased the number of injuries thanks to improved training and rules changes. I mean, we could sit here and discuss the 18 games. Do we like it? Do we not like it? It doesn't matter. We get more football. 18 games, I'm fine with the 18 games, and we know what's going to happen. There's going to be an extra bye, you know, added in, and the NFL season is going to wrap on President's Day weekend. That's what we're aiming for, I would say, within the next 5 years or so, but the players are going to have to approve it and find a way to get some money out of it. And I'll tell the players this right now, do not give in for legalized weed or something ridiculous like that. Make sure they pay you.
Yeah, roster expansion.
Yeah, more jobs, exactly.
Shorter rookie contracts.
Mm-hmm. It's that time. Friday at 9. Richard of the Week.
Oh, Richard, I'm so happy. Hold me.
Richard of the Week.
Not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
Go ahead, right. Mac. I think we all have easy Richards of the Week here.
I think so, too.
Without even thinking this week.
Yeah, I'm kind of just grazing our answers here. I'm going to go with, we've played him a couple of times today. You just heard him in the intro. Emmanuel Acho, man. This guy's a Richard. You know, if it was Idiot of the Week, he'd be it every time. So I can only do it for him, for a Richard. But if you haven't heard Emmanuel Acho, this is what he said.
Mm. That's amazing.
Yeah, it sounds better than what he actually said.
Yeah, really
good.
The
Chiefs should be concerned about this game. At every level defensively versus the Chiefs offense, the Texans should win.
Who?
Advantage Texans because you've already gotten used to Mahomes. Chiefs should be concerned about this game.
Used to Mahomes.
Yeah. Used to Mahomes.
It's great,
still,
man.
It's arguably the dumbest thing I've ever heard said.
Well, get used to losing to Mahomes,
exactly.
What he should have said. The Texans.
The Texans. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know what he said. He, like, gum stuck on the roof of his mouth?
Okay, Bob. Here we go.
Raise your hand if you love the airport experience. If you love the flying experience, I'm not seeing anybody raise their hands, right? It's one of the worst.
I've yet to be at the new airport, so I don't want to.
Haven't flown in a long time, huh?
No, the last time I flew was, Chiefs play the Bengals in the regular season, December 4th. I flew to Vegas.
Okay.
That was the last, I think that was like 2 years ago. Two years ago.
Pre-new terminal. Look at you. Nobody likes flying. Everybody's on it, right? All you want to do is get there and get to where you're going.
Lots of anxiety,
right?
That's why you drink at the airport and there's no time to be shamed.
Right, exactly. Yeah. You want to drink at the airport at 5 a.m., you drink at the airport at 5 a.m.
Like 4.
As long as the bar is open, you can drink, right?
And they always are.
And it's the only place I feel like it's okay to drink by yourself. Saddle up to the airport bar, I'm going somewhere, right? It's no big deal. I think the airport and the airlines over the last few years have shown that they cause anxiety. And I think a lot of people have it because you're not in control of the situation. You just want to get to where you're going. And everybody knows there's so many different things that can happen to F all this thing up. Mechanical issues, weather, I think those are things you can deal with. The Southwest Airlines pilot who showed up in Savannah, Georgia to fly a plane drunk is not something that I can deal with. I mean, what an A-H. Not only are you drunk, but now...
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Now you're jeopardizing lives of 175 people that are going to be on that flight, and you showed up drunk. Now the flight can't go, and these people who are probably connecting to Atlanta or Nashville to get on a flight to go somewhere else are probably going to miss that flight, and now you're ruining people's vacations. So this pilot for Southwest arrested for a DUI. If you get arrested for a DUI, you should be fired on the site as a pilot, and you should never be allowed to work again because you had a direct impact on so many other people and could have had a major impact on people by showing up to fly a plane drunk off your ass.
Yeah, you can't do that. That guy'll never fly a plane again. I think that's one of those jobs where if you get like a Dewey, like you can't ever, it's like that. You can't get your CDL license or something. Maybe that
CDL, I think, is that way. Yeah.
I might be talking out of my ass. Tell me something I don't always do. My Richard of the Week, it's quite simple. It's easy. It's like the cover two. Don't overthink it. Philadelphia Eagles fan.
Yeah.
You let the emotions get a hold of you. You didn't think of the repercussions that were going to come. You lost your job.
Have you seen the follow-up?
I have. The guy that kind of like the fiance of the fan is also
He's a douche.
Yep.
This guy set up a GoFundMe for people to buy him the ticket to go to the game so he could stir up stuff.
Yep.
First of all, you started a GoFundMe to go to a football game. You're a loser right then
but
and there.
To his point, he didn't know the guy was going to call his wife the C word.
No, he did not.
Which he didn't need to do that. And when you did that, you got banned for life and you lost your job.
Yeah.
Now, again, you can go stir somebody up, but you're a Richard by going over the top and doing that type of verbiage and losing your job for that case.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you look it up, the Green Bay Packers fan is not a good guy. He could also be the Richard of the week.
He could be very much the Richard of the week, and he should probably lose his job too,
honestly.
Say
no to the dress. Do not say yes to the dress. You're not legally married yet, so just you don't have to be with that guy. But again, Richard of the Week, Philadelphia Eagles fan, because not only did you make your fan base look bad, which doesn't really look good ever,
right?
You also look bad yourself. You now know how longer have a job for your company. And you just, if you'd have used any other word, could have called it the B word, probably don't lose your job. Probably don't lose your season tickets. Probably just look like a scumbag, look like a Richard. But again, you didn't. You went the low road. You're the Richard of the Week for Dusty Likens, Philadelphia Eagles fan. Get out of here.
But
F around, find out.
You know, also with this guy, you know, who did all this kind of stuff, if you're going to a game looking for trouble, right? Like, that's just a bad deal. He's a Packer fan that grew up outside of Philadelphia, like an hour away, started this GoFundMe to send him to the game. And
his fiance?
Yeah.
To the game? Okay.
Yeah. And gets there and tries to mix it up a little bit. And I can tell you just from like bouncing in and out of, you know, on the Odyssey app with New York and Philadelphia radio stations, kind of hear their perspective of things. Philadelphia is tired of this kind of behavior out of their fan base. Like, it's gotten to the point now where Eagle fans and people on the radio in Philadelphia are like, guys, enough. Mm. We're tired of this reputation. Yet it continues to go and continues to be fostered and whatnot. And, I mean, the entire party of people, they're all douches. They really are. I mean, all of them are. You don't use that kind of language, but you also don't go there with the express consent to try to set somebody up to do something. Because this guy talked about how he had gone in the past and it got violent. They knocked his cheese head off and all this kind of stuff. Like, you bring it upon yourself. You really do.
Honorable mention for Richard of the Week from the 913. The dumbest thing I've heard is the Chiefs three-peat.
Huh?
I don't know. I just don't like the sound of a three-peat.